Chapter 42, Situational Awareness. It's a fun chapter, man. Well, situational awareness, without it, it'll kill you, man. Understanding where I am, what I can do and what I can't do, what tools the Lord has given me, what is mine to do and what is not mine to do. Three bullet points that are very important to me for staying on task. Three bullet points. What tools the Lord has given me, what is mine to do and what is not mine to do. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I can't move forward if I'm stuck between what God wants and what I want. How do I know where I am? First step, know that he is with me and he has brought me here. My challenges are his challenges. Second step, follow the rules. Take care of your company and your family. Without good family, business suffers. Without good business, family suffers. They are the same. Don't let things interrupt your duties. Don't let discouragement or doubt interrupt your duties. Your weapon against such things is faith. Don't let a discouraging moment change the course God has set for you. Romans 8:31. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? The mind is a dangerous place, isn't it? The most horrendous battleground, isn't it? Huh? Staying the course is sometimes seemingly impossible. Without his word and my obedience, I will absolutely stray off the path. Paying attention, kids, is a minute-by-minute necessary asset. If I'm not on my game every second, what happens, huh? I slip. I slip and I lose valuable time. The goal is to push every moment of every day with correct order. Not what I want, rather what must be done. I align myself all through the day. Am I on the list? Check and recheck the list. Do the list. Complete the list. If anything that comes up that's not on the list, ask the Lord in prayer, is this mine to do or not? Sometimes things on the path are for me to know, not necessarily for me to do anything about. Let me say it again, brothers and sisters. Sometimes things on the path come up, right? Well, they're good for me to know, but there's not necessarily anything for me to do about it. But the devil will try to pull me off course. He'll try to pull me off course with what? With all manner of what appears to be the right thing to do. Well, it's the right thing to do. Maybe it is not. There is a God and you're not it. Family first, business first. Keep that in mind. They're the same thing. Family first, business first, right? God in all things. It's hard enough to do without distractions. With distractions, if I allow myself the latitude, I will blow it, right? Family first, business first. Come on, if the business isn't in order, family's not happening. Family's not in order, business isn't happening. Come on, they're the same. God in all things. You don't need any distractions. That's plenty. Navigate away from time wasting. Instead of that, engage fully in crucial situations and challenges that the Lord has given. Take the test, man. Pass the test. Psalm 26:2, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. Yeah, be up for it. Be ready for the challenge. Be on point. Situational awareness. Am I vigilant against those things that are not good for me, huh? Am I? Am I gambling with my life or the money the Lord has given me? Huh? High interest loans, investments, blah, 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 blah. What am I doing? Am I engaging in relationships that could cause harm? Are there vices that only the Lord can free me from? Am I worried about the future constantly? Things I have no control over. Do I counsel with the Lord on every matter, all matters? Am I doing my job his way or my way? Am I wasting time? Revelations 3:2, wake up. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die. For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Oh, yeah, come on. It's saying, hey, Situational awareness. Wake up. Be on point. Come on. Stand your ground. Be focused. Sometimes it's a good idea to take stock in what has been accomplished so far, right? Take a good look there. Giving praise to God for the yield to date. Being conscious is a verb. Being conscious, huh? Being conscious is a verb. Alert to where I am, where I've been, where I'm headed. If I'm on course, really, if I'm on course, if you're on course, really focused, did you ever notice that I'm not wondering about anything? When I'm really focused and I'm on point, I'm not wondering about anything. I'm busy. I'm too busy to wonder about silly questions like, do I look good? Will this be as good as Bob? I'll try it, but it probably won't work. Might be a good day today, but what's going to happen in the future? We are all familiar with hideous thoughts. These hideous thoughts that could, can, if allowed, can interrupt today's very important work. Can't they? They get in the way. Don't listen to such crazy stuff. 1 John 4:1. Test the spirits, man. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Yeah. You ever notice that? People without faith, man, they are like the water on the sea, tossed this way or that way by the wind, right? Right? There is a scripture for that. I don't have it here today, but you can look it up. I love it, really. It's the waves are tossed. You're tossed this way or that way in the wind by what this guy says or what that guy says, blah, 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 blah. Scripture doesn't change, man. Fake news changes, real news changes, the news changes, the world changes. Scripture doesn't change. It doesn't change. It is not adopted for this century or that century. I used to believe God was reminding me that I was an idiot. Every time I'd suddenly remember my not-so-shining past, and it hurt me. And I didn't understand why I had to revisit those memories all the time. They'd pop in my head. All the time it hurt me to remember what terrible things I had done. And then one day, suddenly, I had a thought. God may be blessing me with those memories, huh? He may be saying, look where you are, what I saved you from, because I love you and I was always with you. Look what I have done with you. Wow. And then there is that awesome verse, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Oh yeah, baby, bring it on. Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Right? Come on. Situational awareness is a challenge, but an honorable one. To be aware of my entire life and yet stay in this very moment and work on my chores today. In order as advertised. It's tough. Make the list for today, not tomorrow, today. Knowing that I have had experience, you and I have had experience allowing interruptions, right? Goofy individuals that waste my time and the people around me. I put a bunch of people to work on wasting time. People that upset the apple cart, opportunities to stray this way or that way. It happens all the time. But we have to pray for discernment in all activities. Stay on the game. Don't let the devil get you off course with a good idea or a really nice thing or something that's important. Learn to take care of health, exercise, food, medical visits, dentists, cash flow, people, places, and things. People, places, and things. Remember what I tell you about with that? That's God has put people, places, and things in my life. They've been put in my care by a God who loves me and gives me the capacity for amazing things. But stay on track. As a fiduciary, I navigate situations on all fronts. I'm in charge. I got to navigate on all fronts. By his ways, not mine, his ways, right? Doing what needs to be done is different than what I think needs to be done. We've talked about it all the time. Get clear. Understand why you're doing things in order and do them consistently.
I went to church once in 1933. No, I did. I read the Bible when I was in the fourth grade. I know what it says.
Come on, get clear. Understand why you're doing things in order and do them consistently. Wisdom and knowledge doesn't have a chance if you're not on your game. Wisdom and knowledge, experience, all these things come into play if I am consistent every day. What steps must be taken this very minute? I ask myself, what do I need to do right now? Check and recheck if all matters have been tended to. You're large and in charge here, buddy. God has put you in charge. You're anointed and appointed. You have authority in your life. You're an example to people. People are watching you. Well, sometimes I lack confidence. Remember your faith. Know that we are here because that is His will. And He is helping me and you do my job, do your job, that He has so graciously afforded me. Psalm 46:10, He says, "Be still and know that I am God." Oh, wow. Wow. The rest of that verse is cool too. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You know, I pray daily. I have to pray it a lot. You might want to borrow it from me. I pray the following. Whatever is in my head that shouldn't be in my head, please, Lord, get it out. Let me give you that prayer again, kids. I pray the following. I'm telling you, I don't know how many times a day I pray it. At worship, I don't know how many times I pray it. I pray it at worship. Whatever is in my head that shouldn't be in my head, please, Lord, get it out. Another prayer is, if there is information I need to complete today's work, please, Lord, show me. To keep me alert, to keep me aware. Talking to God keeps me aware. In a moment, sometimes I feel outgunned or in over my head. You know that feeling, right? You know, you suddenly feel a little bit outgunned, right? You're in over my pay scale, right? You run out of talent in the corner. They call that a race car driver. When he's coming in the corner and he crashes, they say he ran out of talent in corner four, right? Well, before anything happens, I stop and reassess. It's important to try. It's hard to do. Hard to do. I stop and reassess the situation. Why? Because all my training and experience of my entire life may be exactly prepared for just this moment. And in faith, I gotta use it all in one 10-second hit. You know what I'm talking about? Your whole life may be in preparation for this one 10-second hit, and it's right now, and you didn't see it coming. Oh, wow. 2 Peter 1, 2 and 3. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. What's that mean? I'm going to tell you right now, God has given each one of us the goods we need. He's given it to us. We already got it. It's on board. We got the software and the hardware on board. But if something's in the way, whether it be in your head or in your life, identify it. Pray and navigate. Learning all the while as you become stronger in His ways to get away from the things that you need to get away from and to engage in the things that you need to engage. You are in charge because He put you there. Huh? Yeah? You are in charge because He put you there. Look the part. Be the part. Know the part. Manipulate for the good of all things. Ally with others that do the same. Well, what do you mean, Pat? Manipulation? That sounds pretty bad. Really? All of us who have children know that we manipulate our kids every day to try to do the right thing. We try to make trades with chocolate, don't we? With toys, with good behavior, television. We try to manipulate them so that they behave and they get better. And they get rewarded for doing the good things. So again, He put you here. Look the part, be the part, know the part. Manipulate for good of all things, all sides. Win-win, we call it. Ally with others that do the same. Stay in the company of relevant people who are willing to set aside differences in the interest of overcoming important challenges. God has given strength and wisdom in fellowship, right? God has given strength and wisdom in fellowship. Foolish talk and bullying has no place in any position of authority. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. I remember my shortcomings. I call it the elusive gain. I never forget, so I don't want to do it anymore. Elusive gain. Get this? Elusive gain. Something that happens I can't tell right now. It's like an annuity. It just keeps on paying off because I remember what I did, and I don't want to touch that fire anymore. So it may be elusive what I'm winning right now or what I'm gathering right now in the moment, but there is definitely a gain. When I don't remember what I did wrong and I don't want to do it again over and over and over again, I remember how many times would I have done it again if I didn't remember? So there's an elusive gain financially, spiritually, mentally, physically for remembering my sins. And by doing so, learning to be a problem solver, not a problem maker. Huh? Yeah? Huh? These things take time. But who wants to waste any time? Don't even waste any time. So take the time, but don't waste any time. I mean, sometimes as we've learned in Line Up and Wait, we become impatient. Huh? Perhaps question the mission. Am I really here? Does this really matter? What does Bob think? What do I do? I don't know. I think... Look, he brought you this far, right? And he's not going to drop you off at the corner. Think of it like this. I love this story. I don't know where I got it, but I love it. An astronaut leaves the Earth, headed for Mars, right? Big launch, woo, leaves the world, the atmosphere, feels all that speed as he leaves the atmosphere, then he gets into space and it doesn't seem like he's going anywhere at all, right? As he leaves the Earth, headed for Mars, his destiny, Mars. At some point, as he's looking out the window, Earth disappears. And Mars is not yet visible. It's important that the astronaut does not freak out and start adjusting the dials, right? That's you and me, huh? Right? You and me. He has started a good work in you. Play it out. Let it be. What was that Beatles song? Let it be, let it be. Yeah. Don't get nervous and adjust the dials on the way to your destiny. Stay the course. Keep bad things away from the controls and pray. Talk to him all the time. Talk to him all the time. This is where I am, God. This is what I'm trying to do. Am I on track? Is there anything more that I need to do? This is what the Apostle Paul said to his friends to explain this process I'm talking about. Philippians 1:6. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Situational awareness, key element in chapter 42, be aware. Key element, be aware. In all aspects and areas of your life, there's always something to do for God. Always something to do. Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am. Send me. Don't you want that to be you? I know I want it to be me. Whatever he needs, he calls somebody out. I want to be the guy that steps up. Everything is everything, I always say. Everything is everything. King Solomon said it best in Ecclesiastes 3:1, more than 1,000 years ago. A time for everything. There's a time for everything, a time for everything, a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. Now, brothers and sisters, Scripture is bossa nova. Once I realized how cool it is and how it fits together like the most amazing puzzle ever to give you the picture of eternity Wow. Situational awareness. Know where you are. Be aware of what you're doing and the tasks that have been given as your gift in this very day. Your gift from God in this very day. Glorify the Lord and bring hope to those who need it. Glorify the Lord, bring hope to those who need it. But remember, not everybody's yours to take care of. There is a God and you're not him. Cross-examine yourself all the time. Be exact in your motives. Be careful and correct. Don't get lost in silly ventures in the name of goodness. Matthew 5:37. Just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one. That's pretty crazy. I'll have to think about that the rest of my life, right? Just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond that is from the evil one. Wow. Well, I got to think about that one, right? It's pretty cool. Don't you think? Careful. Be careful when you're using the Lord's name to validate your behavior, like the Lord told me to do this or that or whatever. Rather, use the scripture. Rather, use the scripture to direct your actions and realign your thinking, giving strength in your faith and great yield in endeavors. Great yield. Give him all the glory for what has been achieved. Lead, teach, and inspire, my friends, from the authority that only he can give you in his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for the list we have been given for today. 1 Peter 5:8, be of sober spirit, be on alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Come on, kids, stay the course. Rock and roll out there. And be grateful for the list that we have today and get her done. Get her done. Did you have any bullets in your front yard today? No. Rockets? Did an army come over and pulverize your city? We're pretty lucky today. All we got is the list that we got. Well, it's important enough for the Lord to give it to us. So that's our part today. That's what we do for him. Being conscious is a verb, kids. Chapter 42, situational awareness. Do it. Be it. 2022. John, let's get into the day. And as I say, let's come in hot.